Welcome to the UGA BCM Podcast, a part of the Baptist Collegiate Ministries located on campus at the University of Georgia. For more information about us or learn how to get involved, follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and find us online at UGABCM.org. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to the UGA BCM Podcast Tuesday Devotion, and once again, I'm Tommy Fountain. Today, we're going to continue the conversation about real discipleship, and particularly the cost of discipleship that we began 2 weeks ago. Today, we'll look at Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through verse 25. Here, Jesus says, beginning in verse 23, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" In this text, there are a series of questions that I immediately realize I need to ask myself and to take self-inventory of on whether or not I'm participating in real discipleship. Remember, we define real discipleship as following Jesus, and as we've discussed, it always starts with an evangelistic encounter where Jesus calls one to give their heart and life to him, and it continues with more than just learning. It involves action. So, first, when I read this text, I must ask myself, what is the image of discipleship that Jesus is painting? Immediately, I notice that Jesus says if anyone wants to follow him, he must deny himself and take up his cross. So let's first ask what it means to take up the cross. To understand this, we need to build a bridge back to a time 2,000 years ago and ask what taking up a cross meant then. 2,000 years ago, taking up a cross didn't mean giving up or sacrificing something fairly minute in your life. It didn't mean wearing a cross necklace or a cross earring. It didn't mean getting that sweet cross tattoo. It didn't mean making or sharing that social media post that said, "If you're really a Christian, you won't be ashamed of sharing this." No, 2,000 years ago, taking up a cross meant dying. But not just dying, but literally dying the most gruesome death known to man. See, taking up a cross meant shame, sacrifice, suffering, literal torture. Real discipleship back then meant death. Now, that may be hard for us to understand in 2020 United States of America, but not in first century Israel. The second question I must ask myself is what Jesus means when he says one must deny himself. I believe Jesus says you must first deny yourself to follow him because if it's all about you, you ain't taking up a cross and dying. Remember the example of what Jesus prayed before his death. "Let this cup pass from me." But he doesn't stop there. He then says, "Not my will be done, but yours." Jesus was willing to deny himself, his own human desires, and we must be willing to do the same. Now, here's where it gets hard when we start talking about real discipleship, because the next few questions get down to something actionable, and that's where the real cost starts to be calculated. See, verse 24 and verse 25 point out the truth that to save your life, you must lose it, and that this likely involves not gaining the whole world. Now, let's be honest for a second. When we're dealing in symbolism and theoreticals, giving up our life for Jesus sounds pretty good, particularly because we feel like we're trading something for the reward that's out there one day. But when we start dealing in actually doing something, that's where it gets hard. It gets hard because I have to then ask a few more tough questions, like, what are my dreams in life? What would I consider gaining the whole world? See, in the United States of America, you may not have to literally give up your life through death to follow Jesus. We're blessed that way here. But there is a real possibility that you're going to have to forfeit your whole world. So what is your whole world? Well, what's your dream job? What's the standard of living you want? What's the desires of your social life? What about your romantic life? How close do you want to live to family? Are we getting the gist yet? See, when you come to that point in your life that you acknowledge you're a sinner, that you need Jesus, and you repent of your sin, you place your faith in Jesus, and you give your heart and life to Jesus, it's more than just that get out of hell free card. See, sometimes we think that we're going to swipe this card one day as Peter holds up his little portable credit card reader. But see, if God's grace has covered us, then it's changed us. And we'll have counted the cost and recognized that we are enter into a committed relationship with the Father through the sacrifice of the Son. And when that happens, we'll be willing to give up our whole world and line up our desires with Jesus' desires for our life. See, if all we're doing is talking about Jesus, but still living our life in a manner that doesn't look any different than it did without Jesus, we're not participating in real discipleship. As a matter of fact, we're really just living a sham. So my challenge is to ask the hard questions and then to be willing to give the hard answers. Real discipleship is always actionable, and it always shows in the way we live day to day, not just the small group we're a part of. Let's get 100 for a second, especially with college students, especially in a college town like Athens. It's really easy and really cool in some Christian circles to be a part of a cool campus ministry or a cool local church, or even better, this awesome small group on campus with really great friends, but yet still party it up, be in certain places downtown, cheat our way through that hard class, sleep around, hang out at the crazy frat or sorority house, go to the wild tailgate. You get my picture. But my question is this: why? I mean, aren't all these things at the very least a stumbling block to seeing people follow Jesus and damaging to our witness as well? Does this fit the image of real discipleship and following Jesus that is painted in these verses? Now listen, you may be living your best life, but I promise you it's not the life of real discipleship. Real discipleship is transformative and involves counting the cost. And it may just be that the cost is you living your best life, or I should say, is you not living your best life. And make sure we understand, this isn't about some checklist of do's and don'ts. No, not at all. Rather, it is about being willing to give up your whole world, what you view as important, to follow Jesus, and make sure that you are also doing what we talked about 2 weeks ago. And that is, or actually, I guess, a month ago now, and that is making evangelism the real cause of real discipleship. See, anything in our lives that gets in the way of us leveraging our lives for the gospel is part of the whole world we must give up to follow Jesus the way he's called us to follow him. Now, let's take this one step further as we close this out today. You may be saying, none of that stuff is a problem for me, and that's awesome. But have you asked the same question about your plans for your best life or your whole world, you know, later in your life? You know, those questions I mentioned earlier, the ones about, you know, what do you want to do with your life? What's your standard of living you want? What do you want your romantic life to look like, your social life, etc.? And are you willing to give up those things if it means God has a better plan in store for you, even if it's not an easier plan, and even if it's not your plan to be a real disciple of Jesus Christ? Would you give that stuff up to truly be a real disciple of Jesus? Maybe it's going to a place where you could lose your life for the gospel, literally lose your life. Maybe it's stepping away from your professional dreams to enter into full-time ministry. Or maybe it's simply living in a poor community or taking a lesser-paying job because it's so clear to you that you can leverage that situation better for the gospel. My prayer is that for all of us, that we remember while we are even allowed to enter into this amazing relationship to begin with, while we are even allowed to carry the cross, that's because Jesus carried the cross first, because he died for us and rose 3 days later, and that we allow this truth to motivate us to understand how we should follow Jesus in real discipleship in the same way that his first disciples in the first century would have understood it and how they would have followed him. If there is anything you need to speak with me or our other campus minister, Jerry Johnson, about, or desire for us to pray with you about, please feel free to email us or call us. Our contact information can be found on our website. And listen, don't forget today that God has called you to take up the cross and follow Him. And that may mean giving your life for Him one day. But more than likely in the United States of America, it could just mean giving up what you consider to be your best life to live what He considers to be your best life. Let's pray. Lord, thank You so much today for showing us what it means to take up the cross and follow You, to count the cost. Help us to ask the tough questions to determine what that is in our lives. Help us to live a life that is consistent with being a real disciple and following You. And help that to show in each and every area of our lives so that we may make the real cause of discipleship, which is evangelism, a priority in our life, and so that nothing may get in the way of that. Help us to live who we say we are. Help us to be who we say we are. And help us to do it for the cause of Christ. Lord, we love You. In Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Don't forget to join us this Friday for our Friday interview and next Tuesday for another devotional. Go Dawgs.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the UGA BCM podcast. Follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and visit us online at UGABCM.org to find out more information about us. We'll see you next time.